Hello and welcome everyone to episode 6 of Why Should Your Team Win? I'm your host, KDB, and here I have a guest all the way from Beantown. Everyone, give a warm welcome to Corwin. Yay, and the cat is here too. Hi, Kimba.
I'll say hi for myself. The cat's not likely to speak, but thank you for having me on.
Yes, awesome. So let's get right into it. Can you tell me who you cheer for and why?
So I nominally cheer for the Bruins. I prefer the Boston Pride, the women's hockey team. Awesome. I cheer for the Bruins because I'm from here, and it seems like the logical choice. Also, when I first really started remembering, well, being conscious enough to watch hockey, they were winning. So the Pride actually wins, which is fun.
Nice. So how long has the Pride been around? I don't really know much about them.
Since 2015.
2015. I think, you know, like, I grew up in a big hockey town, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Whoop, whoop. You know, UND. I think, you know, their men's hockey team is off the charts.
We have the bean pot here. So I think women's hockey has always been, like, established in the area. So having a pro team seemed like the logical choice in Boston.
Yeah, definitely. I want to say one of the Lamoureux sisters plays for them, or no? Am I making that up?
She might have used to.
Okay. Well, I think they had kids now. Or kids.
Yeah, but not
retired.
I'm not sure if she used to, but definitely not currently.
Because, yeah, they're old. I think they're 35. So
they're hockey old.
Yeah, hockey old. Boston's your team. Do you got a favorite player?
Jeremy Swayman for the Bruins is my favorite player.
Jeremy
Swayman. It was Tuukka Rask before he retired. Jeremy Swayman's their new goalie. He's really cool. He plays goalie well. He's like a goof. He really likes shootouts. And like is known just for doing silly things at practice.
Okay, and Tuukka just retired this year, yeah?
Yeah, but Swayman is there for a year and a half ish. So he's been up from Providence for about a year and a half.
Okay, like, so is he gonna take over as the starter now then?
I'm not sure. So it's him and Olmark, and they're like best friends. It's really adorable. So it's like they're the perfect goalie tandem because they're both like they're so happy if the other one wins that I don't think they'd mind not starting.
Yeah, you gotta love a good hockey tandem or a goalie tandem, you know.
Yeah, they have like a whole hug ritual that they do every game. It's great.
Well, yeah, I think it's important because, I mean, if you're sitting on the bench the whole season, you can kind of maybe feel resentment or, like, some kind of bitterness. But that's why it's good to cheer for your guy no matter what, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So you were saying when they were winning. Are you talking about when they won in 2011?
Yes.
Okay, how old were you then?
I was 6, but I do remember it.
Oh, just a baby.
I was very little, but I remember, like, it was very exciting. Very exciting time.
Yeah, I actually watched that in a bar.
Sure if I watched any of the games. I don't remember watching it, but I remember them winning. And I remember the duck boat parade.
It was game 7, and I was sitting next to this woman who's this hardcore Boston fan, and I didn't really have a stake in the game, you know, like I kind of wanted Vancouver to win for the Sedin twins, but then also I wanted Boston to win because they hadn't won it in forever, you know, so it was like I didn't really care who won. I remember she was just would not shut up about Tim Thomas and blah 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 the whole time.
My mom still brings up Tim Thomas from time to time. So my parents are both hockey fans, but my mom's big Zdeno Chara fan. Be like, Bergeron, he's not young anymore. And then she'll just bring up Tim Thomas randomly sometimes.
Yeah, well, he kind of had like his beginnings.
He was a very odd man.
Well, yeah, he was an underdog. Like he was in and out of like the farm team system.
He's just a very odd person just in general. He's a very odd political views. He's very odd.
Well, yeah, I know he had beef with Obama. So I was like, okay. He's like, don't take my guns or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Tim Thomas is a little bit too much before my time to really care about. Because like, I was like, Tuukka, that's the man. And I latched onto him as my favorite player as a young child.
Yeah. Well, what I love about this podcast It's like I'm learning about all these teams because, you know, I obviously don't follow Boston closely. But I mean, what I wrote down was I wrote Bergie and then I wrote the Rat, aka Marchand.
Brad Marchand. I whenever I'm attempting to play forward, just I try to model my game off of him because I'm not very fast, but I can be short and annoying. So,
well, he's a guy you love to hate, but you want him on your team. I mean, the guy, he can talk shit, he can lick your face, he can whatever. But he can score 100 points in a season as well, you know?
And you know what's great? We have a prospect, or he's not a prospect now, but he's been on theme for about a year or two. He's almost as annoying as Marchand. He fought Ovechkin as a rookie, so that's Trent Frederick. So, you know, when Marchand eventually retires, we'll still have someone who's really annoying.
Yeah, oh my God. It's going to be great. Well, and then I was just doing a little bit of research, but Marchand got double hip surgery.
Yeah. That must be painful.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's 34, which, like we're saying, is hockey old. Yeah. But a lot of people are like, is he going to bounce back from this? A lot of players that have had this hip surgery, they sometimes don't, you know, return to that peak performance level. Are you worried about that at all?
Yeah. I am pessimistic about the Bruins. I never believe in them. I'm like, huh, they did the thing. You see, Boston Pride, I described them as the Bruins that actually win, and that's gotten a laugh out of a bunch of old hockey guys from Boston.
Yeah.
So it's the Bruins, it's like we're used to our sports teams being bad, especially the Bruins and the Red Sox, because it's like Bruins and Red Sox fans are like the same people, the same way that Celtics and Patriots fans are the same people. There'll be other overlaps, but those are like the two main groups. Mm-hmm. So you have hockey and baseball, and you have basketball and football. And the Red Sox are bad this season. So everyone's like, ugh, the Red Sox. And that's traditional at this point, complaining about Boston sports teams. Like, the Bruins are bad for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think complaining about the Bruins is traditional at this point. And I think some people are like, oh, finally, they're not making us hope for them again and believe. Because we're so expecting to be disappointed.
Yeah. Well, then I wrote down Chara. I mean, he's the tallest guy that's ever put on the skates. But a few years ago, when you guys lost to St. Louis in the Stanley Cup Finals, he was playing with a broken jaw. His mouth was wired shut. Did you think he should have played?
Well, it's Zdeno Chara, and I don't think he would have let. I don't think there would have been an option for him not to play. I don't think he would have chosen not to play. So I think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, I remember being like, that motherfucker is playing with he can't even open his mouth. Like, how do you breathe? It's such a fast sport, you know? But I mean, he takes two strides and he's down the ice because he's just a gigantic man.
I mean, I think it's really, anyone else probably wouldn't do it, but Zdeno Chara, Will Zdeno Chara.
Yeah, well, and like hockey players are different, you know? I mean, like.
Yeah, but he's like more different than most.
Yeah. Well, doesn't he win? I'm not sure if this is the right thing, but like before the season starts, they do like an Ironman competition. Like whoever can do the most pull-ups and the most like that sort of
maybe.
Thing. Bench. And I think he won it like every single year.
That sounds right. He also is a licensed real estate agent in the state of Massachusetts and also is a certified financial planner in the state of Massachusetts.
I trust him with my life.
But yeah, so he just, you know, could sell you a house in his spare time.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, so it kind of leads to my next question. So you like the goalies, but what was your favorite? Do you have a memorable game in recent or like a favorite cup run?
I don't know, really. It's memorable games. There's been a bunch. I think the Bruins just haven't been super memorable of late. Like there's a 2019 cup run, which I personally choose to forget about, you know, for my own personal sanity. But just the Bruins have been... They've been fine. It's just they haven't been doing anything. There was that game at the beginning of last season where it ended up with four guys in the box, like first game of the season, like straight out, four of them in the box. But just the Bruins, I don't know. They've just been not doing as much recently.
Well, yeah, I know. When I also think of the Bruins, I just think like original six team. You know, there's so much history there, you know, like, you know, famous players, like the Bobby Orr, Milt Schmidt from like the 40s,
Everyone has a Bobby Orr story. I swear to God, every single person has a Bobby Orr story. Like my art teacher was like, "Oh, this time Bobby Orr," and I'm like, "I don't actually care about your Bobby Orr story." But everyone who's of a certain vintage has a Bobby Orr story.
Do you got one?
No, I'm not of a certain vintage, and also not a big Bobby Orr fan.
Well, I know he took out that page-long ad for Trump and for the state of New Hampshire. Like, what was that all about?
Yeah, well, New Hampshire's a weird place.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really, really weird place.
Yeah, I'm not down with the Trump. So, Bobby Orr, what the fuck? Come on, buddy. What the hell,
Yeah. No,
buddy?
but Bobby Orr's big with the grandfather set.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at what he did change the defensive position, blah, blah, blah. Like
Yeah,
the
for
guy
sure.
was insane. When you watch like the old clips on YouTube or whatever, like one time I used to work at a thrift store and I'd always keep all like the cool stuff that came in. And somebody donated all these hockey books from the 70s. And it was this like the big bad Bruins 1970 to 1971, like chapter book on the Bruins. And it was so interesting. But like Phil Esposito, he was the first player to break the 100-point mark. And then yeah, they didn't win the cup that year, but they won it in 70 and then 72, I think.
That sounds about right, because then it
Yeah.
was the Canadians run right after that, and then the
Yeah.
Oilers, then the Islanders.
Well, yeah, that was the late 70s. No, I'm talking about early 70s when the Bruins
Yeah, no,
won
but I'm
it.
just like trying to piece together which cup runs
Oh,
went where, because
yeah.
yeah, because it
Because
goes
Don.
Leafs, the Bruins, then yeah.
Yeah, when Don Cherry was the coach.
Yeah. Nah.
Grapes.
The Bruins have had a lot of odd coaches because they've also, who else have they had as a coach? I'm trying to remember. They've had some weird guys as coaches.
Well, didn't they just get a new coach this season?
They did, and I don't like it. Bruce Cassidy is great for the team. It's just like, ew, we don't want Bruce Cassidy. It's the management. We need to fire the GM. He is what's wrong with the Bruins. It's like, all right, let's trade away all of our prospects and all of our picks. And also, let's bungle the draft.
So Creechy, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Are you excited that he's returned?
I don't know. I'm like not the biggest Krejci person. Like I could care less. I couldn't really care less. It's like he's here, sure. It's just I don't know. I never got the Krejci appeal.
Well, so he went away. He played back in
Yeah, I
the
played in the
Czech.
Czech League for a bit.
Yeah. And then I guess what was it Pasta and Berge? They were like, come back, dude.
Yeah, I think basically that's what happened, but I don't know. I'm not like big on Krejci as some people are.
So this kind of goes on my next question. Who's a team you hate to lose against? Is it the
All of them?
obvious? All of them? Okay. Oh, is it going to be the obvious answer? The Montreal Canadiens?
Not really. I think it's just like in general, everybody.
Well, yeah, no, like my team that I cheer for is Colorado, and we've finally won the cup again. But I hate it when we lose to Minnesota.
I think Montreal has just been irrelevant for a couple years now, so.
Well, yeah, how did they make the playoffs or the Stanley Cup finals? Like that was like in a coma
Pure
or something.
vibes, like literally just vibes. And not good vibes, just like at all. I mean, I mostly for a long time followed the Bruins like via box scores, like in the newspaper, because like I wasn't really into it, but I was like vaguely into it. So when the Canadiens Bruins rivalry was big a couple years back, I didn't really care. So. Yeah, I don't have like a particular team I hate when they lose against. Like my only really sports team that I actively like, really care about is like hating is like the Yankees. So,
Ah, fucking Yankees.
ooh, gross.
No, I hate the Yankees because I'm also a Twins fan. And when we did good in the early 2000s, of course, the first round of the playoffs, we always played the Yankees. And of course, they kicked our ass,
Yeah, but like yeah, I dislike the Yankees, but that's like a Boston thing.
Do you ever make it to any Bruins games or do you go to the Pride?
I go to both, mostly Pride games. Last season, I went to a couple Bruins games. One of my friends invited me to a game with her, so I went to a San Jose Sharks Bruins game, and then like for my birthday, I went to a Sens game against the Bruins. And then I, at the end of the season, I got tickets to see them play the Blues, and that was they lost to the Blues in an embarrassing fashion.
Oof. Well, so I guess just my last question. This is going quick.
I'm not very eloquent.
No, I like it. No, so name of the show, why should your team win? So why tell me why your team's gonna win the Stanley Cup this year or the 2024
Well, here's
season.
the thing. I don't think they will. I am, like I said at the beginning, I am a pessimist when it comes to the Bruins. So I don't think they're gonna win. I think they might actually make a run for the playoffs. I think, right, I like a pessimist about the Bruins. I've resigned myself to the fact that they're just gonna struggle for a playoff spot. But if they do win the cup, that would be fun. But I don't think it's gonna happen.
Well, like hope beyond hope, you know, like
No, but this is like the vibes. It's like basically what the city is feeling about it. Like the even the Boston Sports Reporting, we don't think they're gonna win this season.
yeah, no, there's a lot of competition in the East, and you know, do they have the depth? I mean, they're a great team. Whenever we play them, it's always a good game to watch, you know?
They're a good team. They're just not a great team. They're just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that goalie, what's his name? Jeremy?
Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, Swayman. I mean, if he can steal a couple games here and
He and
there,
Omar
I
can steal a
mean,
couple games. It's just we,
yeah.
Charlie McAvoy's injured.
Oh,
Patrick
yeah.
Bergeron's injured. Brad Marchand's injured. We don't have anyone who can shoot. So, we're gonna be a non-factor this season, at least at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we could win the season, even with the people we have and the man's game lost. So.
Yeah. So is and I also just wrote Ray Bourque in big letters. Is
Yeah,
he still like
he
a
does.
legend there?
Oh, I think so. I don't really care about Ray Bourque. I do have a favorite retired number on the Bruins, and that's Dick Clapper. He's the only man to play defenseman, forward, and forward in the NHL, be all-star for both. He also was actively a player and a coach in the NHL, like head coach, at the same time.
And that's one hell of a name.
His real name is Aubrey, but he went by Dit.
Well, Corwin, that's Corwin, sorry. That's it. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me and sharing your Boston Pride knowledge with me and your Boston Bruins knowledge. Kimba, where
She laughed. She
are
wandered off. She
you? She's
decided that this
like,
isn't
F
as
this.
interesting.
All right, bye, Kimba. See you later. And nice to meet you, Corin.
Hey, thanks for having me on.